Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 10th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we are in Ephesians chapter 2 today, which talks about the new life that we have in Jesus Christ. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul is teaching them that they were once far away from God, dead in their trespasses and sins, but God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to save us. We're reminded again, as a couple days back, that we are saved by grace. It's not anything we do, but that Jesus is the one who brings peace, and he makes us part of a big family, God's spiritual house, and that we, as his temple, are called to do good works. As we're reading, I want you to think about these two questions. Number one, verse 10 says that we were made by God to do good works. What are some of the good works that we can do in order to show God's love to others? And then in verse 22, Paul says that we are like a building where God lives now through his Spirit. There's no longer going to be a temple, but we are the temple. What are some ways that we can be sensitive to God's Spirit as God dwells with us? Ephesians chapter 2. The title in my Bible says, Made Alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the way of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Jew and Gentile reconciled through Christ. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcision by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The first question is a question for reflection. Verse 10 talks about us being made to do good works in God's image. So what are some of the good things that we can do today or this week that show God's love to others? And then the second question is from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 22. And this speaks of the believers being built together into a dwelling place for God, a spiritual house, a place where God's Spirit lives. And so a question that we can think about is, how can we become more and more the spiritual house that God desires? I think one of the answers might be in verse 20, where we keep Christ Jesus and who he is and his teachings as the cornerstone of our dwelling place. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for this opportunity we have to be together. We thank you for the reminders in this passage that you are the one who brings peace in our lives. And so we want to trust in that peace, and we ask, Lord, that you would remind us throughout this tumultuous life that you are present. Thank you for the gospel reminder. It's by grace we have been saved through faith, and that you are showing us incomparable riches of your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you raised Christ up and seated him in the heavenly realms, and that even now he is interceding on our behalf. Thank you that you did not leave us dead in our trespasses and in our sins, but you made us alive with Christ. We pray even now for those on our prayer list who need to know you. Either they need to come to a saving knowledge of you, or they need to know and trust more in who you are. I think that's all of us. Help us, Lord, to trust you, to seek you, and to live in step with your Spirit today. Make us, by the power of your Spirit, into a holy dwelling place. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.